It's victory or nothing. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That pretty much sums up the attitude of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who told Fox's Brett Baer he needs more lethal assistance.
How can we defend ourselves? How can we fight against one of the strongest armies in the world? Our military, our soldiers are stronger than the Russian Federation, but they have a lot more weapons.
Meanwhile, in the hard-hit city of Mariupol, Turkey has offered to help evacuate civilians by ship. The coastal city has seen some of the worst suffering brought by Russian forces. Accident investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are on the ground in China. They'll be looking into last month's crash of a Boeing 737 that killed all 132 people on board. The plane's cockpit voice recorder has been sent to the U.S. for analysis. A Michigan jury will start weighing the fate of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Deliberations begin Monday. Prosecutors describe the men as anti-government extremists filled with rage over the state's COVID-19 restrictions.
Defense attorneys telling jurors the men were set up by the FBI and that there was no plot. All four have pled not guilty. The judge in the case also instructing the jury that it can consider an entrapment defense.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Free testing for COVID-19 has ended in Britain at a time when about 1 in 13 people are believed to be infected. The prevalence of the virus has reached record levels as a subvariant of Omicron spreads rapidly. The government says hospitalizations and deaths are also going up. The UK has adopted a living with COVID policy that removes mitigation efforts. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Chicago teenager is charged with murder after a deadly shooting at a suburban shopping mall last Friday. Jose Matias is accused of killing a man and injuring a girl after opening fire near the food court of the Fashion Outlets of Chicago. What's being described as a large-scale gun trafficking ring has been broken up in Chicago. Attorney General Merrick Garland says 12 people, including three U.S. Army soldiers, have been indicted.
They are alleged to have conspired to purchase and deliver over 90 firearms to the Chicago area to facilitate ongoing violent disputes.
The Justice Department says nearly 100 guns were supplied to members of a group called the Gangster Disciples. Prosecutors say the weapons were purchased legally before being sold to the gang. The defendants face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Georgia's governor plans to sign a bill allowing people to carry handguns in public without a license or background check. Republicans who supported the bill said the measure is needed so people can more easily protect themselves. Democrats say the legislation will fuel shooting deaths. Georgia currently requires people to obtain a license to carry a loaded gun outside their homes. An Olympic champion and World Cup winner has run into legal problems.
Former U.S. women's soccer star Hope Solo was arrested on Thursday in North Carolina on a charge of DWI. The former goalkeeper allegedly had two young children in the car with her when she was taken into custody in a Walmart parking lot. Solo is also facing charges of misdemeanor child abuse and resisting arrest. Her attorney released a statement saying that Solo's kids are her life. She was released immediately, and she is now at home with her family.
That's Fox's Peter Schwartz reporting. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.